What up, players?
Oi. Oi, mate.
We're actually changing the format of the show. It's all ads now. We don't play any music. We just play a shit ton of ads.
All ads through like a text-to-speech converter.
Yeah, it's...
I think it was the worst.
It's gonna be dumb. Yeah,
sorry.
That was a bad... Whatever. Someone here made it.
Via, you really get that congestion looked at.
Oh, it's really bad. I sound like a rubber duck.
How does your girlfriend sleep next to you at night?
I don't know. My doctor recently said I should just get checked out. I should get my tonsils removed because it would really help with that.
Wow. Anyways, you're tuned into Inside Out Radio. We do this every week, Tuesdays from 8 to 9 p.m., as you may have figured out by now.
We have really terrible banter every week from 8 to 9 p.m.
Yes.
How are you, Ali?
We might as well mention this now. Next week, we're doing a marathon show. We have 6 to 9 p.m., and our man, Kenny Mack, you may know him if you're out and about a lot, is gonna come in and play a set, and also Derek Duncan from Leisure. So that's going to be awesome. So that's next week, 6 to 9, and of course, me and Zia as well, so...
We'll be here.
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be a really long show with tons of music and
talking.
Rad stuff and talking and basically just the longer version of this garbage we're doing right now.
And then after that, you guys can come down to Slushy, because Slushy's after that.
Precisely.
Slushy, a fun place to drink. That's our ad for it.
Is it?
Yeah, I was too cheap to buy a spot on the radio, so I just decided to make one up right now.
Huh.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yes. So, what else? Oh, Midnight City, our 1-year anniversary is coming up on October 7th at the Waldorf. With special guests, Cut Copy, are going to come play some records, which we're really excited about, because those dudes are not only a great band, they're actually legitimately really good DJs.
And it's also the Dick Cheney book signing.
Is it?
No.
Oh.
That already happened yesterday or something.
Where?
It happened at the Vancouver Club or like the Terminal City
Dick
Club.
Dick Cheney in town?
He was in town. He was Cheneying it up.
Fuck that guy. Oh, hey. Screw that guy.
We try to be a very non-partisan, non-political show, but we've thrown that out the window. The window.
The window. But yeah, so you probably want to get tickets for that.
Not the Dick Cheney book signing.
Yeah,
no,
unfortunately you missed that. But for the Cut Copy at our Midnight City 1-year anniversary, because they are running actually really low, and we want to see all of our regular folks there. So hop to it, folks, because we have well under 100 left. And
there's not a lot.
No, there's not. There's not. And yeah,
you can get tickets at Beat Street and Zulu, and online at waldorfcutcopy.eventbrite.com.
Yeah, waldorfcutcopy.eventbrite.com. And you can get them at the Waldorf front desk.
Yeah, and you don't have to pay the dumb
service
fees
charge,
if
right.
you get them from the Waldorf
Precisely.
Front desk.
Yeah, so that's our usual.
But they only accept cash.
Yes.
So bring money.
Bring money. They bring shillings.
Shillings. Bring some rupees.
I got some of those. I got stacks.
Stacks of shillings?
Yes.
That's pretty good. That's completely useless.
I think we've yammered on enough for the start of the show, so I'm
well,
gonna...
What's this week? What's happening?
What else is happening? Oh, Jimster on Friday, Stacey Pullen on Friday.
Yeah, Stacey Pullen on Friday. That'll be a fun
Decibels happening in Seattle, which I'm super bummed I can't make it to, but there is some wild shit happening there. They have... we were gonna see Motor City Drum Ensemble, Julio Bashmore, Denise Cartel, and Mike Huckabee all in one night.
Yeah, that would have been amazing.
That would have been amazing. Unfortunately, cannot make it. But for those of you who are going, you are going to have a fantastic time.
Julio Bashmore.
Did you hear that?
No.
Did you guys hear that? Did you guys hear? Speaking of Julio Bashmore, his Essential Mix. You should really look that up. He played the Essential Mix last Friday on BBC, Pete Tong's show, and it's super duper good. And Pete Tong kept calling, like, repeatedly, because they say who it is throughout the mix.
Yeah.
The 2-hour mix, he's like,
so this mix is Julio Bashmore.
Yeah, Julio.
Yeah. Julio Bashmore's Essential Mix with Pete Tong.
Back to Julio Bashmore. But yeah, Stacey Pullen, where is the Stacey Pullen thing? Is it Open Studios?
It's either at Open Studios or W2. It's
one of them, and then Jimster's at 560?
I don't know.
We'll come back and correct that. But,
we'll figure it out.
In the meantime,
let's recap of the week. We always recap the week. Did you see anything this week that was worth mentioning?
No.
A-Rab music.
Oh, yeah, it was Olio.
Holyo
Cornhole. A-Rab music was cool. That dude is mad short. I saw the Chromatics, and they're really good live, and the lead singer's such a babe.
She's pretty babe.
I was probably creeping her out, because I was, like, standing, like, dead ahead of her, and it was at the Republic, which is a bizarre venue for it, but it was very small, and, yeah, it was kind of just, like, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to make her fall in love. Didn't work, though.
Did you give her the eyes?
No.
You just stood there with your eyes closed?
I just stood there and stared at her. And then periodically would look over to Tyler and be like, they're good, she's a babe, and then look back.
Were you licking your lips a lot?
What about you? What went down?
A-Rab music was cool. I played the showcase, the Tom Shoes thing with Peace, and then some other bands, Teen Days, and there was a third one, and the band who I liked the most. Sun Wizard, yeah.
Yeah.
And Sun Wizard are dope, but they play their guitars really high up. It's like an English thing. I don't know. It's kind of weird.
Ah.
Yeah, they're like up here.
Ah.
Yeah, it's like they have T-Rex arms.
Right. I've seen some bands that do that.
I mean, that's cool if that's your cup of tea. But yeah, they're dope live. And Teen Days was cool. And then, yeah, I played some music. And
this is getting very uninteresting now.
Okay, guys. So we're going
I'm gonna
to
play some music.
Yeah, do that, please.
We'll be back. Enjoy.
Peace. vibe. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Under Oath are coming to Venue Nightclub September 27th. Comeback Kid, The Chariot, and This Is Hell will open the show. This event is 19+. Tickets are on sale now at unionevents.com, ticketmaster.ca, all Ticketmaster locations, Scrape, and by phone at 855-985-5000. Don't miss Under Oath, Tuesday, September 27th at Venue Nightclub.
Yeah, we're back. Inside Out Radio. So what we just listened to was Space Ranger, Herbal Cake, Revenge Rubdown, Andy Ash, Dime Piece, Bicep, Darwin, Erd Beer Schnitzel, To an End, Tough City Kids Remix, Manola Tough, Take It Back, the super proggy one. We got proggy in here. It got emotional. Zia's gonna bring it back. Yeah. Practicing for the Red Bull 3 style, I see.
Thank you. Yeah.
Nautilus, it's really good. Hey guys.
Yeah.
And that was that.
That was that. Some big tracks today. Some we got really proggy and trancy and emotional today.
We had a good time.
Fire. So yeah, as always, podcasts go up tomorrow. You get those at InsideOutRadio.ca.
Yep.
They are downloadable.
By the way, if you didn't get it the first time, this is the new Nautilus.
Yes.
Yes.
Big up to Graham.
It's called Bleu Monday.
Bleu Monday?
Yes. So.
Funny guy. So yeah, I guess tune in next week because we're going to have to be here for 3 hours. We're starting 2 hours earlier. We are at 6 p.m. going till 9 p.m. We have our homeboy Kenny Mack. You can throw some things down, as well as the man Derek Duncan from Leisure. Until next week, this is Inside Out Radio.
Signing off.
Peace.